Talk to me about what you expect will be happening on Monday.
On Monday, first I should say the government during the past 3 weeks has arrested over 100 leaders of the student movement throughout the country because they believe that if they take the leaders in detention, there won't be anything happening. But the larger student body continues to indicate and plan and disseminate information about their protests. We expect that the universities will see large numbers of students staging rallies and protests. And the big question is whether the security forces will tolerate it or will they interfere. Legally, the police and armed forces are not allowed onto the campuses. But if they do enter the campuses, I'm afraid there may be some bloodshed and violence. But the main characteristic of this movement is its emphasis on nonviolence, and the organizers are already alerting everyone with tactics of how to avoid bloodshed and how to disperse and go into the city, get out of the campus, and reconvene in different parts of the city.
Is there something of particular note about Monday, why that has been chosen as the day?
Yes, this is historically a very important day in Iran. It goes back to December 7 of 1953, about 5 months after a CIA-staged coup that restored the monarchy and overthrew a popularly elected democratic government. On that day, Richard Nixon was visiting Iran and paying tribute to the Shah at the time. And students held a protest against the military coup and the government at the time. The military did enter the campus, and three students were killed, three leading students. So it's very much like the Kent State episode of Iranian campuses.